Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You know, I mean, obviously wasn't expecting that to happen, but it was surprising. But, you know, the reality is if, you know, I make one or two of those saves, then I'm still playing in the game. So the way I'm looking at it is, how can I get better from that? How can I can make those saves that I made all playoffs? How do I make them in that game at the start of the game? Give the guys a chance to get their feet under them. And as a goalie, that's your job. So I got to do better than that.
Jake Ottinger, he and the Stars sitting at home. David Pagnotta, fourth period, said noise out of Dallas on Peter DeBoer is, per multiple sources, players are not pleased with how he handled several situations during the Western Conference Final, along with post-game five and exit media remarks, told players voice concerns during internal exit interviews. DeBoer has 1 year left on his contract.
Here is Peter DeBoer's last eight seasons as a head coach. Lost in conference finals, fired, lost in conference finals, lost in conference finals, missed the playoffs, lost in conference finals, lost in conference finals, lost in conference finals.
He is perfect in games seven, though, in his entire career.
Which is kind of amazing, then, that he's lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 conference finals. I guess none of them ever went.
Don't let him get you to seven. Don't let him get you to seven.
One of those conference finals, by the way, was to Montreal. Remember when? What a crazy time it was in sports when the Golden Knights and the Canadiens met in the conference finals.
Yeah, I do not remember that at all.
Remember, they made the cup.
Yeah.
They beat Vegas to get there.
Right, Montreal won the Canada division.
They won the Canada division, and then somehow the format was that they got to play Vegas before reaching the finals, where they played Tampa.
All right. 803-0550. We talked a little bit about Jason Robertson as an idea, as the Sabres offseason. You know, it's getting started. There's chatter that Robertson could be maybe on the way out of Dallas. He's a star player. He's an amazing player. He's a great two-way wing who is under contract and has no trade protection. So that's one of the reasons we kind of brought him up as an idea. We'll talk with Jean-Luc Grandpierre about Jarmo Kekalainen coming up at 8:30. We also had a caller earlier today ask about the drought Bills and if Allen would have, you know, taken that team to the playoffs or how they would have done. And we took it one further. Would Allen have made an AFC championship game in any one of the drought years?
Yeah.
If he's the quarterback. And 87% have voted yes.
I'm most curious about which team people have been picking. And the ones I've seen, I picked 14. There's been a lot of 04, right? Because of the defense then.
04 was the year where Aaron Schatz of Football Outsiders at the time said that's the best non-playoff team in league history. Like everybody that's ever missed the playoffs, that was the best team.
Yep, they got hot down the stretch. Those are the ones I've seen the most. That, like, those teams would have made it. They were talented enough. They would have been talented enough around him. And, I don't know, Josh Allen is Is he not capable of getting hot in any playoff run with no matter how I don't want to say no matter how bad his roster is, but couldn't he have a pretty poor roster and he gets hot for a couple games and they make it anyway?
Sure.
So I feel like any of those years, honestly. Is there a team where you would think no chance?
That the Bills had?
There was ever a drought team where no matter how good Josh Allen is, there was no chance. That team wasn't doing it. Or is he so good that you wouldn't say that about anybody?
You wouldn't want to write him off at all, right?
Like, the worst Bills team of the drought is probably...
They finished 4-12 with Fitz, but they started 0-8.
0-8.
And they finished hot.
Right.
You know, 803-0550, we'll get some calls in here. If you want to jump in, we'll be happy to have you. Jerry and Kenmore is up. Hey, Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. Quickly, before my point, I want to talk about carrying a golf bag. When I was much younger, we all carried. We were pretty good players, the four guys I used to play, the three other guys I used to play with. And we played this game called Carry the Bag. And the game was this. If you hit first off the tee, had the honor, the person that hit fourth carried your bag.
Oh, wow.
By your hole.
I love everything about this.
Yeah, you're fighting to stay in that one spot, and you're fighting to get out of that four spot as you're getting more and more tired. It is an outstanding game. It's the greatest game we ever played as kids.
I'm so sad to have learned this game at age 45 because I want to go back in time and play this game for 20 years. So the guy who finishes, who has the honor, is getting caddied by the player who has finished fourth in the honors. You can go from fourth to third, right? You have to go to the top.
You can go fourth to
okay.
third.
Oh, what a game. I would love to play
Wait,
this.
Wait, but you're saying whoever's in first, that's whose bag is getting carried.
Yes, by the player in fourth.
So I want to be in first.
Yes.
Second and third is fine, but...
Second and third is fine, and if you're fourth, you're carrying two bags.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, what's outstanding is on an afternoon when it's 88 degrees doing this, it is just, it's the greatest game ever because you want to keep that guy in. You could care, you like that you're not carrying.
Sure.
But the real joke is the guy carrying too, because then you try and hit it on the other side of the fairway maybe.
I could just see it. I could see it happen. You got a big uphill par five coming up on the next hole and somebody hooks their drive out of bounds. You're like, oh. Looks like you're going to be hoofing it up that one with two bags.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want to know how we're going to feel in 2 weeks if Eichel and McDavid will have a Stanley Cup in the same time period we never played a playoff game. You know, it was such a big – you know, we thought we could get both of them if the Islanders draw on that day. Oh, right.
Yeah, there was a time.
I think that's one of the main reasons I can't have Edmonton win.
Yeah, I mean, I guess each person will have their own feeling about it. I won't feel any different because, to the chagrin of many, I already feel completely validated.
Yeah.
Completely. That was, of course, the right thing to do. It was, of course, the best decision for the franchise. I already feel that. I mean, I've got – Eichel did win a cup. He's basically a centerpiece of a great team. He finished fifth in the Selke this year.
Yep.
Reinhardt's up there too. You know, I feel angry at the Sabres for blowing what was an incredible buffet of incredible players that they miraculously couldn't put together. But I would never be mad at McDavid, and I feel validated. I feel like what they did was obviously 10 years later,
right,
definitely the right thing to do.
Right. The concept was there are two centers that are good enough to be your number one center and win the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
Fair, close enough.
And
they're good enough to lead you as the top player on your team to winning the Stanley Cup. One's done it, and it was the one that was here. And the other one, even though he hasn't done it yet, we obviously know he's good enough to do it and probably will at some point.
And the other part of it was you'll never get a player like this unless you do that.
Right.
And I feel like that remains true also. So, you know, without relitigating the whole thing, they were a horrendous team. And we knew they were going to be horrendous. And they're like, you know, don't finish 28th.
Yeah.
So I feel fully like it was great.
I guess it will. I don't think it will hit any different. But, right, you'll be able to sit there. And if McDavid wins in 2 weeks, it will feel crazy that, right, the tank 10 years ago was, I need to guarantee I get one of these two players and have that be successful. And still, and 10 years later, they've both won a cup and you haven't. Somehow.
Yep.
You won that race. You guarantee yourself one of the two. Those two have cups. You don't. I don't think it'll hit any different, though, because about that specifically, I'm kind of already dead inside about it all. Like, Eichel's been gone for 5 years now, right? Isn't it coming up on 5 years he's been gone?
It's a long time.
It's a long time.
Yep.
It's basically ancient history. So, and the McDavid spoils, like, I don't know. The bitterness about him not being a Buffalo Sabre, I never really had it because, you know, the draft drills back then, and, you know, I guess Tim Murray didn't do that, but I resigned myself to he wasn't going to be a Sabre even before that lottery happened until the lottery started, and then I thought, okay, I want this to happen, and then I was pretty quick back to, I didn't think that was going to happen anyway.
The other question,
so I'm good.
And this comes up a lot, and again, like, you can feel however you want to feel about it, but the question that comes up, especially if he wins, if we had won that lottery, would it have been different? Because McDavid's definitely a better player, but yes. I don't like to say yes because I feel like that takes them off the hook for how bad they've managed this. Really. Oh, you need the best player of all time, arguably, to maintain a credible product? Like, it just this thing over here wasn't good enough? I think not only this thing, you had Reinhardt too. Like, you had all these pieces. So to say, what if they had won the lottery, would they have had a better outcome? Probably. But that, it always makes me uncomfortable because it sounds like that they, oh, it was a coin toss. They just lost a drawing, and that's not real. I mean, they won a couple others. They won the Dahlin lottery. Dahlin was supposed to be the McDavid of defensemen, right? He's supposed to be the generational, and he's great. But what have they turned that into?
They never finished within 15 points of the playoffs with Eichel. Like, McDavid's a better player by a lot. Is he making up 15 points? That's only one of those years. Right. They were so bad at everything else that I think they probably would have got in. I don't think it's right to assume McDavid would have just left. I don't.
I don't think you could.
That's right. In Edmonton, though, did make the conference finals once, and they made the playoffs one other time before I think he ended up re-signing. And as bad as Edmonton was building around him, Sabres were worse. And I really don't think you can assume that had the Sabres won that lottery, that McDavid, after 7 years, would have done the same thing Eichel did and just hit the eject button. I think he very well could have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
803-0550. Ron and Alden. Hey, Ron, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I can't. We've had Adams all these years. I don't understand why. Okay, we drafted Reinhardt, then we drafted Eichel the next year, and then all those trades happened for O'Reilly and all. Remember that? It was just like, oh, that was the greatest summer ever. Like, we just all of a sudden built a team. And, yeah, we didn't make the playoffs that year or two. We were close. We were in the 80 points. I don't understand why we gave up on Murray so fast, and now we're holding on to Adams for so long. I guess my memory can't – I don't know what happened after those 2 years by we hit the eject button on Murray so fast. I just don't know what happened there. If you could just remind me, why did we give up on Murray so fast? Thank you.
Thanks, Ron. Like the inside of that, like what happened with Murray, I don't think they really trusted him to – I thought he made them – they might have thought he was a little bit like Rex. He's making us look bad.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be my best political answer to that.
There was probably more with him than others about – there were more layers than just what you saw on the ice, right? Working relationships and, you know, how much he cared about the farm system, if you care about that. I don't think he really did. So – I think there was probably more to it than what you just saw on the ice. And did he want to fire the coach? Bylsma got fired.
Mm-hmm.
Did he want to do it? Did he lose his job over that? I don't know. I will attribute his failure to the man did not respect the defenseman at all.
Right.
They just, like, well, Risto's going to play 30 minutes a night for us. Hold on.
You got to chalk up a win on him for Kulikov. Kulikov, role player for a cup team. Is Tim Murray out there?
You know, of all the what ifs I've thought about the Buffalo Sabres, I never thought, what if Kulikov didn't slam his back on an open door in the preseason?
Is Tim Murray out there spiking the football on Kulikov today? Like, told you. Was that trade Mark Pesek, Kulikov, and
they moved up in round two to get Asplund.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't work in hockey anymore, right? Murray, I've never seen his name.
I think he works like as in an agency.
Okay. Does he sit at home with his buddies and watch hockey on a weekly basis and every time there's a playoff game on, just go, yep, that was my guy.
I mean,
that was my guy.
Let's extend
that was
it
my
further.
Guy. See that guy, E-Rod, we used to call him. That dude's awesome. I signed him. Gave him his first crack at the NHL. Look at him go. He's on the top line of the Stanley Cup champion.
Who's the number one guy?
And that's like the seventh most famous player that he invested
in. There's another one that's still playing that you didn't really mention.
Who?
One of the first guys I think of when I think of who Tim Murray's guy was. This was his guy.
And it's not Eichel or Reinhardt.
Nope. Still playing.
He's playing in this series?
Yep.
It's not Skinner. Who's playing in this? It's not Kulikov? I don't know.
Kane.
Oh, right, duh.
Like, really think about this for a second.
Yeah.
This series has every Sabre alive for the second straight year. They added Skinner. These two teams will meet next year. Who's going to be on the team? Who? Paterka's going to get traded.
I don't know if anyone's left. Oh, right. It would be guys off the team now.
No, he's too young. It'll Paterka. Be Tuck. It'll be...
Oh, don't do that to me.
Sorry.
Yeah, that would hurt.
It is un... It remains... Like, I
one
love,
year left on the contract.
I love that we all kind of know it to be true. And
yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's a lot of Sabres. Imagine you're telling someone for the first time. So, you know any of these players? Yeah, a couple of them used to be Sabres. Oh, which ones? That one, that one, that one, that one, that one, that mm-hmm. one, that one, and that one, and that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, and that guy, too.
All right.
It's truly incredible.
Kane's played 91 playoff games since he left the Sabres.
Since leaving.
He's yeah. like the bat. Like, he's the playoff-built player.
He's
like
also ever.
he led the playoffs in goals in 2022. He had 13 goals in 15 games.
He's a monster. He's a giant monster.
He has had falling outs with other franchises in between, right?
Well, I mean, he's only been on two franchises. He played for San Jose for 4 years, right. And this is his fourth year in Edmonton.
Right. Yeah. San Jose.
There's been drama.
The San Jose thing got ugly.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And there was drama even a little bit with Edmonton this year, wasn't there? Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, it's only two organizations in 8 years since he left. And, yeah. Right, he's not even in my – I forget he was a Sabre. How long was he a Sabre for? He's played 91 playoff games. How many games? Well, I guess he played 200 games for the Sabres. It's more than I thought.
He scored the first ever goal I saw called back on an offside review.
Oh, game one, 2015.
Yep. Good times.
I'm just saying, Murray, he would watch hockey every year and go, all of these players that are winning were guys that I brought here to build this. But again, the one missing element of this, none of them were defensemen.
Right.
And I would also, the one defenseman that he did invest in, that he kept sticking around and standing by, is the only Sabre that will never make the playoffs, and that's Risto.
The chat pointing out Robin Lehner was also his guy. That's also true.
Robin Lehner went to the finals.
Right. And Robin Lehner won a Jennings.
I think he finished third in the Vezina and won the Jennings twice.
Yes. He was on that Jennings pairing two times and was close to a Vezina that 1 year.
Right.
Also worth pointing out here, like the guys that Murray did get right that we're saying are his guys, like it's not that hard when they're all top 10 rated players. Ooh, you drafted Eichel. Ooh, you liked Reinhardt.
Yeah.
Kane. He's a top 10 picks.
Well, he did.
So it's not like he's finding diamonds in the rough out there.
Yeah, that does make the blow a little softer when you're thinking about all these guys, that they were all such highly touted. Like it wasn't diamonds in the rough, like you said. Like it was a lot of guys that should be pretty good. And they never were. I mean, they were good here, but they never worked together here. Mm-hmm. And that's on the GM, too. Like
it's truly incredible.
You would be easily be able to say O'Reilly and Kane were his guys, though. He made big swings, overspent on at least Kane to get them. So
Leonard. I don't think he overspent on Kane. What do you give up?
Like seven things.
He gave up Joel Armia, Tyler Myers,
Brendan Lemieux.
And a first. What turned out to be good? Armia did not.
Armia's
had a long career.
So, I mean, make it. He has?
Yeah, he's still in the league, isn't he?
Yeah. No, no. What's he done?
I'm not saying he's great.
Yeah, he's not great, but he's a middle.
That's one of those quantity quality players. Like now, who had the better career? I mean, Myers, you're right. Myers has played forever.
No, you're right. Armia is still in the league, but his career high is 30 points.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Armia is not much of anything. Myers would be
who's going to win?
I think Edmonton's going to do it.
You're going to back Stuart Skinner.
You think he's going to last through seven?
I think I talked about this a little bit on Saturday. I think he's got the gas tanks full of confidence for him, and it can drain very fast, as we've seen. But I think when you know all you got to do is be one save better than the other guy because you got two of the best players on the planet on your team, I think he can get it done this year. I do. I just think McDavid's undeniable. I have a feeling he's going to score like 3 points a game in this series. I think it's going to be ridiculous.
I'm trying to remember how last series went other than – I mean – the Panthers ran them over. Did they? Or they just win the first three games? I really want to go back and look at the scores too of those games.
I think it was bad. Like they got
Florida got out to a 3-0 lead. We all thought it was going to be over.
And then Edmonton just
rattles off four in a row.
The McDavid freaked out in the locker room. And
I feel like I give the edge to Florida because
Florida, I love them. I think that they're a better team, but I just think McDavid will overcome it.
I know. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. The two things for Edmonton that scare me is, one, they lost Zach Hyman for the series, and that's, I think, a very critical loss.
Yeah.
And two, I have way more trust that Bobrovsky is going to go through a whole series without screwing up than Skinner is.
Yeah, 100%.
Skinner could lose his team a game or two.
Yeah, and Bob will, like...
That margin for error gets me to Florida.
I also don't like how much rest there is for Bobrovsky specifically. That plays to his strength. He always plays better off rest, and there's breaks in between games, and that really helps him.
We got to hit a break, get to Jean Le Grand Pierre, but very quickly, Bobrovsky is one of these athletes that has completely shed the can't perform in the big moment.
Yeah, he had it for a while.
Dropped it.
He had that forever, and you know, you just put a great team in front of him, and 3 years in a row now, he's just like he won't be remembered for that. Will he? I don't think he'll be remembered for he couldn't do it. He won a cup. He might win another one. Four playoffs in a row with at least a .906 save percentage. And the other three is all above .911. So
that's Cup final gets started tomorrow night from Edmonton. Jeremy and Joe, good morning, everybody. Jean-Luc Grandpierre, former Buffalo Sabre and current Blue Jackets analyst on Jarmo Kekäläinen, his time in Columbus. How was it? How is it remembered? What was he like as a GM, and what can he maybe bring to this front office? We'll get his opinion on that coming up here on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.